Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avuha. Micro nefesh omol omololoi omololoi. Says the Gemara Azay. Omer Rabbi Lezer, kol odom lo omol nivra. Every person is created to go to work. He's created for work. There's no such thing as a person going through life just chilling out. No such mitzvah. Shneema ki odom lo omol yulad. A person is created lo omol for work. Any yadeim lo omol peh nivro in lo omol melacha nivro. I don't know if he's created lo omol peh to work through his mouth or lo omol melacha, or he has to do physical labor. I know that he's created la omol peh, but I still don't know him la omol teirah, la omol sicha. I still don't know if it's stam to schmooze around. That's got to be his amelus, or it's la omol teirah. Kishuayim la yomu sefatena zemi picho, avayim la omol teirah nivro. V'haynu da omar rova. This is what Rava says: kulei gufei deruftekei ninu. Every goof, every body was created for work. Tuvi, the good ones, l'dezochi, those who are zeicha, have a derufka to their eisa. Those who are zeicha are going to have the amelus in Torah. The Gemara is telling us over here, Klo, that every person is going to have an amelus in life. There's no such thing as getting away from having an oil, from having a... How would you say oil in English? A yoke or responsibility. There's no such thing as getting away from that in life. You're going to have it, whether you like it or you don't like it. Whether it's panosa, whether it's a wife, whether it's kids. Or even in within your Yetzirah, it's going to be an oil. It's going to be a bother. It's going to be a pain. Everybody was born, lo omol. The shayla is yava bechira. Tuvei v'dezoche. If you're on the right side, if you're zeicha, then the amelus that you'll have will be in Torah. However much you're supposed to sweat out on a Gemara Rashi Tosfos, don't think that if you close the Gemara or if you walk out of a yeshiva, you're going to get away with the amelus that you were supposed to put in the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. It's not going to happen. You'll have it out there with something else. There's a famous maaseh with Ramosha. But Ramosha was once, he was the Russians wanted him in the army, so he went to the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. He walked into the Chofetz Chaim told him, Kol ha-makabel olav oil teira, ma'avirin imena oil derech eretz v'oil malchus. Oil malchus is the kingdom. Oil derech eretz is panosa. You make a couple of oil teira, the Baruch Shem takes care of it. And Ramosha understood. Ramosha was Ramosha already then. Ramosha understood that that's his bracha. He'll get out of the army, and Baruch Hashem, he got out of it. But the metzias is that make a couple of oil teira, says Ribbono Shelayim, you make a couple of oil teira, an oil you have to have. Then you don't have to have the oil derech eretz. You don't need the oil malchus. You're not going to have the oil that's going to come from you, from regular life. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of it. You don't want the oil HaTorah? You'll have an oil. You'll have business problems, you'll have family problems, you'll have a wife, you'll have whatever it is that takes life. There's nobody that will walk away after 70, 80 years without this oil. No, he has a Bechira. He can take me Mekabel Olam Oil Torah, and he can get away scot-free. Or he's mekabel olav oil derech eretz. This oil that the Ribbono Shel Olam created man with, what is it? What is this oil? Now, Zomori Dika Nefesh HaChaim that I want to learn together with you. Could be some of you guys have learned it. It's in Yisraelis Dika Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud from Goin, said in Shah Aleph, he starts off with a Shaila. B'tzelel elekim bora elekim. The Rebbeinu Shalom created man b'tzelem elekim. What does b'tzelem mean? The literal translation is in the form. We know that the Rebbeinu Shalom has no form. There is no such thing. What does b'tzelem mean? So Reb Chaim goes ahead and is mazbir that the same way as the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, and he is Moishel, he's the king, he commands exactly how Teva, how the Teva works. That means his Rotson makes the world, his Rotson can keep the Teva going the way it is. His Rotson is whether it's going to be good, whether it's going to rain, whether it's going to be warm, cold, whatever it is. There'll be a flood, there won't be a flood, there'll be... Whatever goes on in this world is Rotson Hashem. Dessler goes even further, there's no such thing, there's no difference between Teva and Ness. There is no difference, the Ramban says, between Teva and Ness. Ness is you see more the Rotson Hashem, and Teva you see less of the Rotson Hashem, because it becomes natural. You think the day, night, automatically happens? It doesn't have to happen. It's Rotson Hashem. When you see something out of the Teva, we call it a Ness. All it is you're seeing more the Rotson Hashem. So Reb Chaim goes ahead. This is one thing that I want to learn inside. You get them all up. And this is something which I think we're all missing in our understanding of who we are, what we are, and what our keichas are. So Reb Chaim in Perek Dalet, this is where I'm starting now, is Perek Dalet, is after Reb Chaim Shtel Tavek, in the first three prokim of Nefesh HaChaim. What it means, Tzelem Elekim, and Reb Chaim says that the same way that the Ribbono Shel created the world and he is the balabos of all the koichas in the world, he gave us a neshama, and he made us the balabos over all the koichas in the world. And the fi our tzila, and the fi our averus or mitzvahs, we control the bria. That means we have godly koichas, we have godly strength within us. We can make it rain. We can have a drought. When there's a drought, suddenly there's a Yom Tefillah. There's two Yom Tefillahs. There's three Yom Tefillahs. Anybody who lives in Yerushalayim long enough knows how it works. By the fourth Yom Tefillah, there's rain. That means we control the rain. By our mitzvahs, by our tefillahs, by our veiras. We give koichas to the Ribbono Shel Olam on how to control this world. Tzelem Elokim means we have godly powers. And a yid with a neshama can control what goes on in this world. When you walk into a tzaddik, he's a godly person. So therefore, tzaddik geizer, b'ashem ekayim. He has a koyach because he's bigger than everybody else. So he's more godly. Therefore, his control over the teva is bigger. So he can give you a bracha, you're going to have a child within a year. He'll give you a bracha for a full shleim, it'll work. Why? What happened over here? What? This is abacadabra? No. He controls the bria. And everybody, every one of us, control the bria, because each one of us has a tachlis in this bria, and everybody has a certain tachlis that controls the bria. When we say kol yisrael ariven ze lazeh, that everybody is an aura for each other, is my maisim will affect you as well. Because in order for the bria to be created, every button has to work at the same time, like a computer. If you're missing one button, which doesn't go right, the computer won't go on. Therefore your aveira might affect me. It says, Ruchayim v'loshna, that's pshat v'tzelem elekim. V'tzelem elekim means that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you godly powers. And with these powers, of tefillah, of Torah, of doing mitzvahs, or whatever it is, averus, we control the bria. And the more godly you are, the more you have control of the bria. The Chavetz Chaim, whose mouth was controlled, was totally clean, who was totally a godly person, even a mistake that came out of his mouth came true. There's a famous mice with the Vilna Gaon, that a child was running around the Simchas Torah, and he stood by mistake on the talis of the Gaon. And the Gaon turned around and said, "Entschuldige, Ingela, so it's 11 bis 100 years of a, please let me leave go of my talis." What the Gaon said was, "I'm sorry, Ingela, you'll live till 100 years, but just do me a favor, just leave go of my talis." And the father went home and made a kiddush, because the Gaon said, "My child is going to live for 100 years." And when he came 98, he got sick, and the mishpacha was standing around, and he turned around and he said, "Don't worry about it, I have 2 more years." The Gaon said, "100 years, it'll be 100 years." It was a mishpacha yetzer. It was a shoygeg. He just like slipped and said, "Yingdela." So it's 11 is 100 years. That was it. He controlled the bria. He made teva. And each one of us has that. We think we don't, but we do. The Tzelem Elokim Boro Es Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam created man with the godly powers. Says Reb Chaim Volozhinov, "V'zois Torah Sa'odom." This is the Torah of every person. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, any person in Klal Yisrael, Al Yoma Beliboy, he shouldn't say in his heart, "Chas V'Shalom, Ki Ma Ani, Hu Amai Uma Koichi." What's my koyach? Lifel b'maisa ashvolim. My small little mices, lowly mices, shum inyan b'olim. What can I do in this world? Basically, Reb Chaim is saying, there's no such thing as low self-esteem. There's no such thing as a yid saying that he can't do. There's no such mitzias. Omnon yovin v'yeda v'yikva machshavot te'libay. He's got to understand, he's got to know, and he's got to be koveya in his heart. Shekol proti maisov diburov machshavoysekol eis v'rega. Every prat, every small little prat of any maisa, dibur or machshava. Machshava is probably stronger than maisa, because in the olam, aruchni, that's called olam machshava. There's no such thing as maisa when we come upstairs. It's all machshava. So machshava be'etzem is even stronger than anything else. Kol eis v'rega, every minute, every second, lo yisaviduch chas v'shalom, doesn't get thrown away, doesn't get wasted. Umarabu ma'asov, and how great is each person's ma'aseh, umoy godlo v'romu, and it's great, and it's high. Shekol echad oyla kfi sharshoy, everybody the fi his shayrish, the root of his neshama. There's 4 olamos, there's 4 worlds where the neshamas come from. Each one, from where his neshama comes from, his tefillah, his mitzvah, his brocha, the fear, the root where he's coming from, has an effect. Lifol pulosu begovim remi, it does a pu'ula, it does an act in shemayim. Bo'ilomos etzachsochos o'eris elyonim, it does something in shemayim, it makes an effect. When a guy makes a brocha without a kavona, it affects the whole world. There's no such thing as a yid doesn't have godly powers. When a person comes greater and greater in Torah, nothing changed. All that what happened was, the godly powers that he has became more sensitive, became stronger. But that doesn't mean that you don't have it. Ube'emes, you miss out the few words in between. Ki ha'ish ha'chochom v'yovin ezeh l'amita. Somebody who's smart and understands this to emes, Libo yochel b'kiyu b'chil ha'rodeh, he'll get to stop tittering. B'suma aliba al ma'isev asher lo yitoyvim chas v'sholom. When he puts on his heart the ma'isev that he doesn't do, that he didn't do well, ad heichon he magiyim, till how far does it go, l'kalkel v'laharois b'chet kal? How much can you destroy with a small aveira? Yoysem mimashe hichriv nevuchadnetzer v'titus. More than nevuchadnetzer v'titus. Well, what happened with Nebuchadnezzar and Titus? Nebuchadnezzar and Titus walked into the Beis HaMikdash and they took a Sefer Torah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they were mezana with the Zoinim. Nothing happened. Why? Because the minute Klal Yisrael did Averus, So the Kedushin Beis Hamikdash left. Once the Kedushin Beis Hamikdash left, there were stones. You were left with stones in the building. They called it the Beis Hamikdash. Nebuchadnezzar then had the koyach to go in. It didn't even be metama because the Kedushin left. Klal Yisrael by their Averus took away the koyach from the Shemirah on the Beis Hamikdash. He says, Haloi Nebuchadnezzar v'titzes lo'osu v'maseyim. They didn't do with whatever they did. Shum pegam v'kil v'klal amala. They didn't do any pegam. They didn't do any of, it didn't make any dent. Lamaila, upstairs. Why? Because their shayrush, their root, lahem ein lahem chedik v'shayrush v'elohim z'elyonim. They don't have a shayrush, they don't have a root upstairs. We, as a neshama, as a chedik alakayim imal, will kevei yochel, a chedik from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and the neshamas come from the kisei ha'kavod. So we be'etzem have godly powers. We, with our meisim, can do something upstairs. Could be mezane in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, did nothing. They can't even touch with their maseim, nothing. We, Ella, Rak, Shebechatainu, through our Avedus, Nismait, the Tosh Kaviyochol, it became smaller. The Kaviyochol, which is, Ki'ilu, the Ribbono Shel Olam became weaker. And therefore, the koyach of Gevura Shel Maila, the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, watching over Klal Yisrael, became much less. Our averus caused that there wasn't such a strong shmira. Ki'ilu, kaviyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach became less. There was less electricity going through the computer. So therefore, when you press that button, it didn't work. Koyach of Gevura Shel Maila, as Mikdash Hashem Timoy, kaviyochol Mikdash Elin. The Klal Yisrael through the Averus of Munatame, the Beis Hamikdash Lamailo, everything that's down here has something up there, a Shayrish. There's such a thing as a Beis Hamikdash Lamato, there's such a thing as a Beis Hamikdash Lamala. Every person has what he is down here, has its Shayrish. The root is from up there. When you do something with your hand, Kaviyochol, upstairs, what's connected the hand with an Avera, becomes much weaker. So Klal Yisrael with their Averas were Matame, the Mikdash Lamailo. Automatically the Mikdash Lamata became much weaker. The Goyim could get through it. Because this way they had the Koyach Nebuchadnezzar and Titus had, in order to be Machlis, the Beis Hamikdash Lamata, down here, Hamachuvim, which is basically Kneged, the Beis Hamikdash Lamailo. But not pshat that they came in and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. We destroyed it. We, with our Averus, Kaviyochol, took away the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, or took away the koyach of the Beis Hamikdash Milamaila, and therefore it was possible for the Yidden to come, the Goyim to come through. And when they did Averus in the Beis Hamikdash, there was nothing. It was like doing it somewhere else. It doesn't make a difference. Dama lamaila mimcho. Chazal say, you want to always remind yourself, da, no, mala maila mimcho, what's always above you. Say the mafoshim according to this, da mala maila. You want to know what's lamaila, what's going on lamaila, what's going on upstairs? Mimcho, it's all totally on you. It's totally on you. Look, Im Kain. Take a look at the thing, the parsha of Im Kain. Kash Ba'ez. That means I should learn before the Zoya. Im Kain, Be'ez Asher Yoso Odom Lach Shebilvove. The first page, second page. Im Kain, the second. Be'ez Asher Yoso Odom Lach Shebilvove. Mach Shova Asher Leitohere B'niyuv. That's a person decides to think about Mach Shova's Leitohere B'niyuv in Znus. What he is doing, we don't even know about this. What he's doing is be'etzem, he's bringing a zayna in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the machshava of a person is mechuvan, is direct opposite the machshava of the Beis Hamikdash Lamaila. Everybody is a Mishkan. The Lev is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The machshava is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everybody's body, every Ava in the body is mechuvan connected to something else. When I'm a Tama, that Ava, so the Ava upstairs gets weaker. And then automatically, it affects us down here. It's not pshat that the Ribbono Shel Olam pshat is you do an avera, so he gives you an oynish. It's an outcome of what we do automatically affects us. Says he there, Zoi. Hari hu machnis zoyne sema lakina b'beis kodesh hakadoshim ha'elyon. When a person thinks of machshava ra, be'etzem what he's doing is what Titus did in the kodesh hakadoshim. Umagbi rachmona litzlom, and he's making stronger rachmona litzlom, koichas hatuma, v'asitra acha. What he's doing is he's strengthening the koichas of the tuma. There's such a thing as tzadah kedusha and tzadah tuma. And the minute that you do something, it could be a small machshava, what you're doing is you're strengthening the koyach hakdusha or tumah lemaila, which has an effect down here. Harbe yoyse v'yoyse. Much more, mimasha nigram is garbas hatumah lide Titus. More than what Titus did, ba'atziya zeinu v'yis kedesh hakdusha v'mikdash lemato. It doesn't make a difference. What Titus did, his shayrush wasn't lemaila. So he could walk into the Beis HaMikdash and do a maizus nus in kedesh hakdushim. Doesn't make a difference. Because the minute that the Koyach HaElyon was taken away, then it was a regular building. It had nothing to do with Kedusha anymore. The Goyim could walk in and destroy it. The famous story of the Alter from Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva, when they walked in, the Nazis made in Slabodka, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMedrash of Slabodka, into a horse stable. So one of the Rosh Yeshivas turned around and said, what did we do in this Beis HaMedrash that gave the koyach to the Nazis to make this into a stable? What's pshat? Pshat is pashut, Reb Chaim. That the minute has nothing, they have no koyach over Yidden. Kol Zaman, we're doing our mitzvahs. We have no control over Yidden. Kol Zaman, b'sheres ha'elyon, we're giving koyach the Ribbono Shel Olam b'tzad HaKedusha. The minute that we press the wrong button, so kaviyochel the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach gets weaker. We control the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach l'toiv or l'ra. And when we do our avedas, we're making kaviyochel weaker. Says Reb Chaim, this is Pshat Tzelem Elokim. There's no such thing as a Yid has no koyach. There's no such thing as you don't have a tachlis in this world. There's no such thing as a balabos. The poshtus balabos is controlling the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyachos. When the poshtus balabos or the poshtus bocha who feels he's a nothing, there's no such mitzvahs. If the Ribbono Shel Olam will show you what your koichos are, your godly strength, how much you control in the Bria, there's no such thing as saying I'm worth nothing. Every machshava, every dibu, every maisa is a press on the computer to the Ribbono Shel Olam giving more koich hakadosh in this world, to the Ribbono Shel Olam being a biggest shame on Klal Yisrael, to the Ribbono Shel Olam taking away his shmira. The mitzvah of tshuva, all tshuva does gives more koyach to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the tzad ha'toyv. When we daven, it's pshat, you're giving more koyach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're controlling the world. When we ask for a fa'enu, somebody's sick, you run to the kosel, you make a minion. You go to a brocha. Next time you go to the doctor, suddenly he says everything's clear. What happens? A ness? No, there's not such thing as ness. We control the Rotzon Hashem. And the minute that the Rotzon Hashem is according to the way the world is today, Rotzon Hashem says, you've got to be sick, you don't deserve money. The minute that we make it stronger, we at Tzad HaKedusha, we give the Ribbono Shel Olam more koyach to be manik the Bria, then the Rotzon Hashem is to give us. I'm a Kabbal Olav Oil Torah. When a person is Makabal the Oil Torah, that Oil Torah takes away the Oil of Malchus and the Derech Eretz. Because we control the Bria. Take a look in Abayna Yoyna. Umi shechononoi Hashem yizboach deya. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave each person understanding. Yoshev Eliboy. He'll return to his heart. He will look inside himself. Ki Hashem yizboach shelocha ba'olam hazeh lishmoy mishmarto v'teiroso v'chukoyso v'mitzvoisov. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent him on a shlichus. You're on a shlichus here. Everybody has a shlichus. Everybody has a tafkid. And it could be when you come upstairs, the small balabos who was makrid on kalaka chamura of mitzvahs will get mizrach more than the grace of Rosh Yeshiva. Because he was mamala his tafkid. His shayrish, his root, in lamaila, he was mamala in gansu. His tafkid, his shlichus down here of giving the Ribbono Shel Olam koyach to run the world, as part of being a godly person, he controlled it. Yoshev Elibo Yishlocho Bayram Hazeh, he's a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lishmoy Mishmato Teiros Uchukais Mitzvayso. Volo Yifkach Einov Zulosi Lasa Shlichosi. Don't think otherwise except one thing. What's my shlichos? I'm an Eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm a chelek of the Bria. I control the Bria. Ulekeitz Hayomim. After 120 years, in Moshe Shlichusa Be'emuna, he does his shlichus in Emuna properly. Yoshu v'Barberino v'Simchas Olam al Roisha ke'eved ha'shloch ha'melech leiv ayom. We are be'etzem in a matzuf like an eved that's been sent on the shlichus from the Ribbono Shel Olam to a different place. Oh, he took a ship and went to a different country. She'en eino v'libu zelosi al dva shlichus ad shuv el adoinov. He has nothing else in mind except doing the shlichus of the of his master. That's all he wants from us. He sent us on the shlichus down here, and the shlichus is that we've got to keep in mind 24/7 what we were sent here for. And he goes weiter. The person who was created, Liois Tzir Nemon. Tzir Nemon means a Shliach Nemon. How do you say Nemon? A what? A trusted Shliach, the Eved Maskil. A person is an Eved. You're an Eved. You'll be an Eved. If you want it, you'll be an Eved to Torah. That's the Oil Torah. If you don't want to be an Eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll be an Eved to your Panosa. You'll be an Eved to your wife. You'll be an Eved to your Yetzer Hara. That's an Eved. The biggest Eved. The biggest freedom is somebody who's sitting and learning because he's being Mamala Hishlichas. The minute I become an Eved to my Yetzer Hara, I can't control it. He's in control of me. I'm not an eved anymore. I'm an eved to the Yetzer Hara. You're not doing your shlichus. Ki nischai v'anivel yesir neman v'eved maskel b'chol meleches avoydes adoinov. In all the melacha of the avoyda of his master. Ba'apoyel ha'neman. And the real person who works for his master. Yimor b'melachtoi. He'll be careful in his work. V'yashkiach and he'll be mashkiach. He'll be watching over the way his friends work. V'einav al darkeim. His eyes will be on the way his derech liris in b'munahim moisim. He'll make sure that everybody does it right. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that is our tachlis, to make sure that as an eved to our master, we do our service right. Haste as I say. The kabbal of oil Torah, the oil. This oil that the Rebbe Shalom gave us, Adam lo omol yulad, you're an eved. You're an eved. You have a bechila. You can be an eved to your panosa. You can be an eved to your wife and your kids and everything that's going around. You can be an eved. Ask anybody over here. An eved. One eved means to his yitzhahara. Or you can turn around and say, no, I want to be an eved to the Rebbe Shalom. I want to be part of this godly power that the Rebbe Shalom gave in me. I understand that I control the Bria. And even though I'm not what I should be, but even if I say one brocha a day with kavona, every davening that I do, every mitzvah that I do, makes a difference upstairs. And I'm controlling the Bria. If we had Ruchni's dicker eyes and we saw what it does upstairs, Reb Chaim goes further and Nefesh HaChaim and explains what every mitzvah, what every dibur, what every machshava does, l'toiv or l'ra, where we would understand. Imagine, you take a child and you take him in to the computer room that controls the MIGs that go off. And you tell him, make sure you don't touch certain buttons. He doesn't understand, he's trying every button. He presses this button, presses that button, nothing happens. One day he pressed the wrong button. He blew up a town. That's what we're doing. We sometimes don't realize it. We press little buttons. They don't make such a big thing. The MIG didn't take off. Time. The Rebbe Shalom says he has time. You made your powers. You made the world a bit shvacha. You kaviyochel made the Rebbe Shalom's koyach shvacha. But the big MIG is not going to... It builds up, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up. And then you press that small button. Then there's a wake-up call. Maybe 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. When Chazal say that the Gezeres Tachan Tat, that in 1649 the Cossacks plunged through Poland and killed thousands of Yidden. And they made a Tanis Cholim. And the answer from Shemayim came down because they spoke in Beis HaKnesses. What's that they spoke in Beis HaKnesses? What's so terrible? It's not the biggest Avera. You made the Koyach of the Ribbono Shleilom weaker. You cover Yochel with Matame, the Mikdosh. When the Ger Rebbe turned around and said that the Svaradim, Hitler didn't get to, because the Svadim are Mechaber the Bati Knesses. Even a guy who's Mechal or Shabbos walks into a Bati Knesses, you can do it all over Eretz Yisrael. They'll put on a kapel, they won't speak. A Svadish Yisrael is a totally different shul than an Ashkenazi Yisrael. There's no shtiebel hopping by them. Says that said the Ger Rebbe, that's why Hitler didn't get to the Svadim. What's Pshat? An Oynish? No. More than an Oynish. We took away the koyach from the rebellion, and we cover yochel, made him weaker. Why did I make this hakdoma? With this Hakdama, I want to explain one or two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is shokol keneged kol ha-toyru kula. Tanya Edoch, Ureisem Oisoi Uzachatim is called Mitzvah Hashem. There's such a mitzvah of tzitzis. I don't know if anybody knows about it, but there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. Ureisem Oisoi, when you see those tzitzis, Uzachatim is called Mitzvah Hashem. You will remember all the mitzvahs of Ribbono Nishloilom. Shkula Mitzvah Zu, says the Gemara. This mitzvah is shokel. How do you say shokel?
Equals.
Keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulo. Keneged all the other mitzvahs. This is a Gemara. Ure'isem oise uzchaltem va'asisem. Va'asisem oisom. Through wearing tzitzis, looking at the tzitzis, you will come to do all the mitzvahs, says the Gemara. Re'ia maybe the day. Schira, looking at it. Brings to remember zchila maybe the diastia. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, kol azoris b'mitzvah zu. Anybody has a zrizus to this mitzvah, zeicha u'mekabel pnei hashchina. He zeicha and he's mekabel pnei hashchina. Such gewaldige zachen. Somebody who has tefillin on his head, tefillin on his arm, v'tzitzis b'bigdoy, u'mezuzah b'pischoy, and he's wearing tzitzis and he has a mezuzah, hakoyel b'chizuk shlo yechto. He's in a much better chance of not doing an avera. What's so choshev about tzitzis? That's shokol keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs do we have that shokol keneged kol ha-toyrat kulo? What's so choshev about tzitzis? If I have a beged, I'm mechuyev to put tzitzis on. Says the chinuch. Sheirish ha-mitzvah. What's the root of the mitzvah of tzitzis? See, says it. Leman nizke kol mitzvah Hashem tomer. We should remember all the mitzvahs. Reisem oisei uzchartem. Remember. Ve'ein dova ba'olam yoisei toiv lezichroin. There's nothing better in the world to remind somebody. K'moy noisei choisem adoin av kavur b'ksusay. Like somebody who's carrying around a stempel, the king's stempel on his ksus, a guy in the army, he's walking around, he's wearing One stripe, two stripes, three stripes. He wants to remind him what he did. He's a field marshal, whatever he is. But he wears each stripe, tells him, Rechosheva is. It's reminding him what he did, his services to the country, etc., etc. There's nothing better in the world than something that's chosum, that's stamped on the ksus of the beged, asha yiftach by tomid, yichase by tomid, covers him always, the ein of aliba olav kol hayom, and his heart and his eyes are on it all day. So it's the chinuch of pashtutach. When I wear tzitzis, I'm wearing the Ribbono Shel Olam shtempel. I'm reminding myself that I'm an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the beged, it's the army jacket to say that I am the Ribbono Shel Olam. I see it, I'll remember. When I don't wear that beged, when I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not part of your army. When I turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I'm not going to wear the army jacket, because those stripes on those jackets doesn't have chashivas to me, I'm telling him I'm not your eved. I don't belong to your army. I'm on the other side of the fence. So verstehtsich. If you're on the other side of the fence, Ribbono Shel Olam says, said it. You press the wrong button on the computer, you're not going to have the siyata dishmaya. You're not going to have the shmira from averas. It's just not going to work. Because you, what you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam is, I'm not part of your army. The koyach that you have to give the Ribbono Shel Olam more koyach in this world is taken away. When I walk into the king, and I'm walking in a shirt, without my army jacket, without the stripes that I show him, how much protection do I have by the king? And when I walk into the king, and I walk in dressed up, with my army jacket, showing him that I'm proud of every stripe that he gave me, every medal, I remind him how choshev I am. I remind him that it's a chashivas for me to belong to your army. I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, forget! I'm reminding myself every minute that I'm part of your army. When I'm part of his army, then the koyach that I have upstairs is a different koyach. My davening is a different koyach. My learning is a different koyach. Because I'm walking around with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the army jacket. It goes even further if you take a look on the next page. Take a look, the Orach Chaim, the top one. Yirtze b'man me'azeh, v'hoyloch, this is the Orach Chaim which I took out on the Parashat Bamidbar, in the Parashat of Tzitzis. Lefad shehem avodim la'ashem. You're an eved ha'ashem? So what does an eved do? Eved oisik kavla. He makes a chasima on his beged to remind him who he belongs to. Which army you belong to. When you go out to war, you wear all medals. Because I want to show everybody on which side of the fence I'm on. Like a chasima, says Rashi, of an eved on his beged. When he sees this siman, this reminding in the siman of his aveda, he'll suddenly realize ben chayrim, he's not free to do what he wants. Lasses kechefsa, to do what he wants, b'maychol, b'malbushom, b'diburim, b'chol maseyem. He's not free, you're not a free man. You belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. You're walking around with his stripes. Ke'eved she'imus rava olov. He's walking around as if when the Rebbe, when his Odin, when the master is standing in front of him. V'lama b'shosha Odin mitzvah lama v'las kol melof sashivya Hashem lasses. And it's as if he's standing here in front of the king, and the king is telling him what to do. when he walks in without his jacket, does it have upon him? Pirush, v'lo yisusuru. Pirush atzitzis yaski eschem. It's going to remind you, v'yimna eschem. It's going to stop you michet, mikol min chet, from all kinds of avera. V'lo yisusuru achrei levalchem v'achrei neichem. Achrei neichem zuzunus. The Gemara says a story of a Maisa Znus that when he suddenly saw his beggar, they stopped him doing Znus. There's no koyach, special koyach in this beggar. This has special abracadabra. This is not this is an atzias. When I walk around with the beggar from the Ribbono Shel Olam saying that I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam's army, it has an effect on me. This is the koyach of tzitzis. I always say when I meet guys, you meet bochrim sometimes in certain places, they're not wearing tzitzis. They don't even realize it, but they can't wear tzitzis. It's impossible for them to wear tzitzis. Because the minute they wear those tzitzis, it'll give them some sort of machshava. Epes vos will have an effect without him realizing, subconsciously. It might stop him from doing an avera. If I want to make sure that I'm not an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm an eved to my Yetzer Hara, I've got to make sure I go there without tzitzis. Because all he's saying is, I'm not an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll be an Eved Amin Kabul El Malchus El Derech Eretz. I'm willing to be an Eved to everything else except the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll be an Eved to my Yetzer Hara, no problem. No control. Why can't I wear tzitzis? It doesn't look right. You can't. You've got to stick them in. Goyim are watching you. Baloney. Because the minute I wear that beged, even without you realizing it, it's going to have some sort of effect. Because I'm walking around with the stripes. I'm walking around in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. Umeata, take a look. Banu lahaskil al davar emes. Let me explain you one thing, he says. You can only make tzitzis on four corners. Not five and not three. You want to know why? To be merame is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is king over four corners of the world. And he's the master. Everything has an effect. Why there's eight strings? It's also connected, Rukia. Why we wear tcheles? Why we wear lovon? Is all merames to what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. To remind us. If everything's another stripe on this beged, who I am, what I am. Then there's a Meshech Chochma. I'll finish off with this Meshech Chochma. I don't want to learn it inside. It's a very shvera Meshech Chochma, but I'll tell it to you in short. The truth of the matter is, this world is known in Kabbalah de Kenyonim as a malbush. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. He hid his koichos within this world. Olam, like we learned in Bulvavi, is miloshem helam, is miloshem from hidden. That's Olam. Olam is a hidden. We don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. You've got to have eyes to see him. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this world, and he hid himself within the world. Sometimes when there's a ness, you see rocks and Hashem. But in Teva, we've got to build up, we've got to work on ourselves to see the rocks and Hashem. This world is a lavush. It's like a lavush that covers over the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't see the real person. He's covered over with a beged.
says the Meshech Chochma, Tzitzis, is to remind you that the Mitzias of this world is a beggar. The Mitzias of this world is a beggar. We live in a world where there's much more than what the eye sees. We live in a world where there's much more than the eye sees. But, said the Meshech Chochma, we have 8 strings hanging down to remind us that we control the Bria. Not everything is sewn up together. We're the ones that sew up everything together. We have the godly powers. Yeah, it's a beged, but it's not a full beged. It's not totally finished. We're here with 8 cities hanging down as if the beged's not finished to show us that we are balabatim in this Bria. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's a beged, but we've got to be megala the Ribbono Shel Olam. And each one of us has this godly koyach. It's covered over with a lot of clothes. And the further that you're away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the bigger the mechitza, the more we've got to go through it. The more you've got to break through to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. But tzitzis is to remind you, this world is one big beged. There's a lot more than the eye sees. And it's not a finished product, this world, because we control it. There's still strings hanging down. It's not totally finished, the beggar. The beggar looks as if it's not totally finished. To remind us, we are the ones. We have the koyach to finish it. We're the ones to finish sewing up this Bria. The Ribbono Shel Olam put this Bria in a way where nothing's really finished. How this Bria is going to be is how we control it. Is lefi al ma'isim, because we are godly people. We have a nefesh elokim imal. We are tzelem elokim. We can, with our machshava, with our small dibber, whoever you are, presses the big buttons. Beged, this beged that I wear is to remind me that this world is a beged. There's a lot hidden behind it. There's also tzitzis that I have the koyach to be, to control the Bria. The Gemara says, "Godul einsh shalavim yosim einsh shal tefedus." The einsh of not wearing tzitzis lavon, right? You mechoy betchedus blue, and you also have to wear white. Michel, Lama Adam Odeva, what's this, gives a moshel, said the Gemara, L'shnei Avodov, to two Avodim, L'echad Omali, Havali Chaisim Shaltit. One guy, he says, yes, a king has 2 Avodim, says the Gemara. One guy says to me, bring me a signature in mud. Mud, that the king's signature will show up. And the other one, he says, bring me a chaysum shel zov, of a chsima of the king, that can make a stamp through zov. And they both didn't bring it. Who gets the bigger einish? Says the Gemara. The one that didn't bring from mud. Why? Because it's the easiest thing to bring. Zov costs money. It's rare. No, he couldn't do it. Here the king said to him, bring from mud. Anywhere you go, you've got it. For a few prutas, says the Gemara. You could go and buy it, says Rashi. How much did it cost already? It says, Godul oinsh shel lavon. The oinsh of not wearing tzitzis is stronger of lavon than tcheles. Because it's so easy to acquire. The Vilna Goin picked up his tzitzis on Sukkos when he was on his deathbed. And he said, ah, how choshev is this world that with a few prutas you could be koina olamos, and in Yenevelt you can't do nothing. There's nothing, nothing I can do. And here in this world I have a chance with a few prutas to go and buy olamos How much does it take? What does it take? And why is it so chashuv? Shokol keneged kol ha-mitzvus. Because I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm his eved. Because when I wear the Ribbono Shel Olam's army jacket, I'm telling him, I'm proud. I know what my tachlis is. When you know what your tachlis is, when you know that wearing that army jacket, it's going to remind you. When an army officer walks in and he's wearing all the stripes, he behaves differently. Why? Because those stripes remind him of who he is, how close he is to the king, what his powers are. And other people look at him with gewaldige covert. What's happened? He's wearing his jacket. What's the big deal? It's clothes. No, that he's telling you that's my chshivas. When I despise and not beg it, I despise in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you become an avid taker to your avodah zarah, to your money, to your games, to everything that you stand for. And when you sit in the Beis HaMedrash, and I despise and not beg it, how do you expect Siyata Dishmaya? How do you expect to have a gishmak, a cheshek, to want to learn? I just told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want to be part of your army. This is Rabbeinu Yoina. I want to finish off with this nekuda, that you should understand the chashivas. Tzitzis, says the Gemara, is Mesefes Kedusha. It's Mesef Kedusha. The man Tizkru, V'yisem Kedoshim Lelekeichem. We say this in Krishna every day, a parsha of Tzitzis. It brings Kedusha. Whether you like it or you don't like it. And the Gemara says it's Menea people from doing Averas. There's a machlekes in Rishon whether you should wear tzitzis by night. A lot of people hold you should wear tzitzis by night. Even if there's no mitzvah, it's a shmirah. Why? Because what's the shmirah? What's shmirah? When I wear tzitzis pshayis, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam I'm part of your army. I'm in a different league. I have a different shmirah. I just pressed the right button. And I told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm with you. You have a shmirah. You might wake up in the morning with a cheshek to come and daven, with a cheshek to go and learn. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give it to you. You just proved to me. You're willing to sleep with that beged. You're sleeping with your army jacket. Got it. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the gam ki ein mitzvah tzitzis zulose al mishi yesh lo beged shel arba kanfis. Even though I'm not mechuyev the tzitzis, only on the beged of four corners, so be'etzem, I'm not mechuyev to go and buy four corners, right? I'd rather spend the 25 shekel on a beer or whatever it is than spending it on a pair of tzitzis. Because I'm not mechuyev. I'm only mechuyev if I have a beggar. So to be mainly beggar in the chayev b'knesset, says Rabbeinu Yoina, I'm not mechuyev to buy it. Afgam zeis omura v'inesin zichreinu levrocha. Ki onish yonish li itois batsoro. There will come a time that Bashas Tsoro, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will give tremendous oinchim for somebody who didn't wear tzitzis. What's so terrible? I wasn't mechuyev. Zog dasher chomad bilvovoy for one thing, because he didn't want it. He didn't show any cheshek. Yoisi a mitzvah to the beauty of the mitzvah schora. What did it take him? A few prutas to go out and buy. Godl oinchim elovon, says the Gemara. What did you just prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that I can't stand your mitzvahs? Zoktavadeh. Did you do a maisan avera? No. I'm not wearing four corners, I'm not mechuyev. But you just told me everything about yourself. When you put yourself in that category, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, when there will come a time of Tzora, when there'll be a Shas Kas in the world, you're in Sakona.
because you showed the Ribbono Shel'Olam you're not part of his army.
Onish, you onish. It's not an onish. It's a metzias. You just told the Ribbono Shel'Olam I'm not part of your army. So when there comes an Eitz Tzara, when there comes a Mageifa,
says Ribbono Shel'Olam, you're on the other side. You're not going to have the shmira that everybody else has the shmira. Not because it's a school in tzitzis. Not because it's some hoiche in yonim. It's a metzias. I told the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I don't machshiv this army jacket, the stripes on the jacket, who I am, what I can do, what godly kreichas I have, mean absolutely nothing to me. So therefore, when the time comes that the Ribbono Shel'Olam decides, who do I save? And it's an Eitz Tzara in Klal Yisrael. Who do I save? Who gets through Auschwitz and who doesn't? Says Ribbono Shel'Olam, he wore my beged. He's in a different planet. Onish Yonis is Rabbeinu Yonah. For one reason. Because you didn't have a gishmak in the Yoyfiya mitzvahs, in the beauty of the mitzvahs. I've had this bigger mitzvahs than tzitzis. But tzitzis is shokul, is equal, kora mitzvah Torah. Why? By Chil Shabbos, or whatever guy will do, b'shoigeg, you didn't prove the Ribbono Shel'Olam, you didn't tell the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I'm not interested in it. But by not wearing that beged, said the Ribbono Shel'Olam, you just told me, it's shokol k'neged kol ha-mitzvos, because what it stands for, what it can do, and the skull behind it. But more than that, it tells me what my tachlis in this world is. It'll remind me that I'm an eved, and an eved to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. I have godly powers. There's 8 chutin hanging down that haven't been sewn up together to tell me that I control the Bria. The Bria's in a beged. We've got to be Megala the Ribbono Shel'Olam. I have the koyach to be Megala the Ribbono Shel'Olam because I have godly koyachos. When Tzadik goes to Hashem Mekayim, I have that in me as well. When we live that and we understand what lies behind such a simple, small mitzvah, then we would understand the chashivas. That when I go out and buy a $100 shirt, or I go out and buy a $50 tie, I don't think twice about spending 50 shekel. I don't think twice about buying 3 pairs of tzitzis. That if one is dirty, or if one gets lost, I still have that beged. Because how much it means to me. If there would be choshiva names written on the tzitzis, then perhaps the Olam would start being machshivit. Because it doesn't say some French name on the pair of tzitzis that I'm wearing, therefore I'm potter to wear it even when I'm playing sports. What I'm telling the Ribbono Shel'Olam is, I'm not your eved. I'd rather be an eved to my Aved Zoros. I'd rather be an eved to all my Mishigasim. When we turn around in a small little thing, and we press that button, and we show, Ich bin an Yid, I'm an Eved Lashem. Mila is begufoy. You can't turn around and tell somebody, you know, there's a guy sitting in yeshiva, but he's never been mauled. What would you say? He's not Jewish. Why is he not Jewish? Because he didn't do Mila. His boss. Any worse than any other yeshiva bacha, right? Yen is a Machal Shabbos, Yen is this, Yen is that. What's the big deal? So he doesn't have a Mila. But we don't think that way. Why? Because he's missing the chasima of the Ribbono Shel'Olam on his guf. That's the ruchniyus dikah chasima. This is a gashmiyus dikah chasima, that each one of us has this koyach. Shokol Mila keneged kol ha-mitzvos. Shokol tzitzis keneged kol ha-mitzvos. Because these are the chasima. This is the Ribbono Shel'Olam's signature by telling us, Yisroel Asher B'chol Espoir.